from Ramananda Gauradas, subject greeting with Hare Krishna. In one of Maharaj's answers, he mentioned that it is not respectful to begin a letter with Hare Krishna or Hari Bol when it is addressed to seniors. Will this be applicable when physically addressing while showing pranam? Do we just need to show pranam and wait until a senior devotee says Hare Krishna and then respond with Hare Krishna? This standard process is to bow down and recite Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyas Charkipa Sindhu Yavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. To bow down and offer respects with the Vaishnava Pranama Mantra. Then another question from Ramananda Gaur. Do we only do dandavat for our Diksha Guru and not other gurus or sannyasis in the temple hall in front of Srila Prabhupada or the deities? Well, according to the teachings of Shastras we receive from Srila Prabhupada, we may not do even for our Diksha Guru in front of the deities, but better you can do, you before he goes in the temple you can offer obeisance, or if you're in the temple and he comes in then you may do from the, I mean people do it all the time, not only do our devotees initiated in ISKCON, but in India, here people come and bow down before me in front of the temple, and I've tried to tell them not to do that, but it's out of control. It's like when so many people are doing it all the time, it seems to be something out of control. But the point is there that in the temple of Krishna, we're there to offer respect particularly to Krishna. So when answering this question previously, I've suggested that you could maybe go to the side, not directly in front of the deity, and then offer respect to your Diksha Guru. If there are other sannyasis or persons who you consider to be a guru who enters the temple when you're there, you could deal accordingly also. One is enjoined to show respect to all seniors, but there is a graduation also of respect. Shokale shaman korite shokati deho nata jata jata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays to his guru to be awarded the ability to offer respect to all jata jata. It means according to their status. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that we can offer respect even to the tiny creatures like ants. But the way that we do so will be different to the way we do so toward a Vaishnava or a senior Vaishnava. So it may depend also upon our feelings to, if toward that Vaishnava, if we particularly some we have much respect for. Generally, it's hoped that devotees will have much respect for sannyasis and senior devotees, so they may wish to offer respect to them in the same way as they do even to their own initiating guru. But at the same time that rule is there, that in the temple we show respect particularly to the deities, so we may offer respect within the temple room. I'm suggesting this a little bit to this, going a little bit to the side of the deity. Okay.